So previously we discussed verse 33, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about those who associate partners with him. They have no evidence for it. They've just made up names. They are depriving themselves of guidance. And those who deprive themselves of guidance, then there'll be none to show them the path. Now verse 34 moves forward and says, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقٍ. For them is punishment in the life of this world, and the punishment of the year after is more severe. There will be consequences for your actions. There always is. Maybe not immediately, maybe not to the same extent for everybody in this world, but there will be consequences for your actions in this world, and ultimately the consequences of the year after will be far greater. The consequences of the year after will be far more significant. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقٍ. So don't think that those who associate partners with Allah, who insult Allah in the worst way by indicating that Allah has a partner, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, because Allah is beyond any partnership. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's qualities are exclusive. So Allah says, such people, for them, there will be punishment. The punishment can come in the form of deprivation, calamity, drought, famine, that kind of thing. Or it can come in the form of something a little bit more direct, like we saw with some of the nations in previous times. But whatever happens in this world, وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقٍ, definitely the punishment of the year after is much more severe. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِوَاقٍ, and they have none to save them from Allah when it comes to the punishment of the year after. Now, we concluded at this point, we move on to verse 35, and this is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about those people who are proper believers, true believers. And not only are they believers, but they are muttaqoon, they are conscious of Allah. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The description of paradise which the righteous are promised. Allah is giving a description of paradise. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Rivers flow beneath it. There's rivers. And as is mentioned in the a verse of Surah Muhammad, rivers of milk that will never go sour, water that will never go bad, honey that is pure, wine that is tasty and not intoxicating. Ukuluha da'imu wa dhilluha. Its fruit is eternal and so is its shade. You would have out-of-season stories there. Like if you're a person like me who enjoys fruit, especially watermelon and mangoes, now, you know, you're already, it's like end of season, almost out of season, difficult to get, and if you get, it's not the same quality as the ones you would be getting, say, December, January. Lychees are long out of season. Had a good run this year, mashallah. Last year was not a very good run when it came to the lychees. Anyway, in Jannah, there'll be no such problem. Every fruit will be available every day. The shade in Jannah will constantly be comforting. It's not like this world where the sun rises and sets, and that will depend. You know, certain times of the day, you sit in certain spots and you get no shade. No, in Jannah, there will be no heat of the sun, nor discomfort of the cold. It will be moderate, good, enjoyable weather all the time. You will not see the sun, nor will you experience the bitter cold. The shade will be constant. Ukuluha da'imu wa dhilluha. Availability of whatever food you want will be constant, and the shade will be constant. Tilka uqba alladhina taqaw. Allah says this is the recompense for those who have taqwa, for those who are conscious of Allah, for those who fear Allah out of reverence and respect. Wa uqba alkafirin an-nar. And the retribution for the rejectors is the fire. So Allah then says, it's up to you now. You have the choice whether you want to be from the people of Jannah, paradise, or the people of the fire. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us. Like I mentioned when we just started the program, that Laylatul Bara'ah gives us an opportunity to secure freedom and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. On Sunday night, if we can secure that, inshallah, it means that you have achieved ultimate success, because the Quran says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That if you can save yourself from the fire and secure your entry into Jannah, that's ultimate success. Now, in the next verse, Allah talks about those from amongst the Christians and Jews who were happy when the Quran was revealed. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضَهُ. Those to whom we have given the book, they rejoice at what is revealed to you. But a few groups do not accept certain parts. قُلْ, say to them, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ. I have only been commanded to worship Allah and do not ascribe any partner to him. إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُو وَإِلَيْهِ مَآبُ. It is to Allah that I invite, and to Allah is my destiny. So, you had, especially certain rabbis and scholars amongst the Jews and Christians, when they saw that the Quran was revealed, the believers rejoiced because it was guidance. It's a roadmap to Jannah and success. But these non-Muslims at the time also rejoiced because they saw that this was the revelation that their scripture spoke about. This was the revelation that endorsed their original books and praised and honored their prophets. And ultimately, because they rejoiced and they were open-minded to the truth and they did not seal their own hearts from guidance, ultimately people like Abdullah ibn Salam accepted and they were blessed with Islam. That's why Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانَ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the final verse of the sixth juz praises these Christian and Jewish scholars. This is because they are among the Christians, scholars and dervishes. They recognized the truth and they accepted. But then there was another group, وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضًا. But a few groups do not accept certain parts. Many pastors say, no, we got no problem. We got no problem. We also believe in the year after. We also believe in punishment. We also believe in reward. But remember, they had falsified many things to suit their own whims, to suit their own pockets. Now, that part of the Quran, or those parts of the Quran that negated what they had falsified, or negated that upon which their hegemony and their control was hinged and which was, it was rooted, and that is the aspects of the Quran that they started to reject. My apologies. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them there's no trade-off here. There's no horse trading that, okay, accept certain parts of the Quran and you don't have to accept others. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ. I am mandated to invite you towards the full message, towards full tawheed. إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُ. It is to Allah that I invite. وَإِلَيْهِ مَآبِ. And I have to return to Allah and answer. So there's no dealing here. If it's in the Quran, it's in the Quran, and that's it. I want to elaborate a little bit more on that final point of this verse tomorrow, inshallah, before we move on to verse 37, which will be the final verse in the second last ruku of Surah Al-Ra'd.